we subscribe to the Book of Concord. We don't subscribe to Luther. We often make this mistake with Luther as modern people. We take these kinds of stupid, unrestrained, hyperbolic statements, polemical statements that Luther makes, and tout them about as though they were somehow trump cards. Well, Luther said, James is the epistle of straw, as though that ends the discussion and the argument. Frankly, we just do this because we're lazy, poor scholars, and because Luther, at his worst, when he says things like that, is quite a bit of fun, and it's sort of fun to be part of that in sort of a naughty way. So Luther speaks there as though we could judge the Bible according to its content by a rule or a theological idea that we would establish. So I'll decide. And if there's something in the Bible that doesn't seem to agree with our opinion or seems uncomfortable to us or understanding, then we can just ignore it or even mock it, and we can excise it. So don't do that. That's not the way we should do it. Modern confessional Lutherans should accept the entire New Testament as the inspired, inerrant Word of God. And we should not pick and choose according to personal theological axioms and principles that we've decided upon on our own. We should rather take what we've been handed. Despite what Luther says in these couple of prefaces to the book of James, that he himself actually does seem to embrace James as the Word of God. He cites it authoritatively in the Small Catechism and in the Large Catechism. But in fact, we should not imitate Luther in his weakness and his bad behavior, and be quite ready and willing, of course, to disagree with him if he disagrees with the Holy Scripture.